So last week, at the end of the previous sugya, we spoke about Kayach Kayachai, and it was clear that Asa Yehov Kayach Kayachai Laka Kayachai Dami, that's clear from our Gemara. And we mentioned that there are two shittas in Rishayim as to whether to look at our Gemara as a rule that applies by Nezikin as well. Well, now, the shita of the Ritva was that our Gemara is a rule which holds true for Nezikin as well, that Kayachat and Akka Kayachai. And the shita of the Rosh was that Nezikin is different. And that by Nezikin, Kayachat is Kikayachai, and it's only by Ritzicha that Kayachat and Akka Kayachai. This is what we discussed last week. We touched on shita and the Jot Yudai and what the rule is. So I'd like to try to. I said it would be confusing, and then we try to make it simple. I only got as far as making it confusing. I don't think I got to the end on Thursday. So I'd like to try to make it simple. This is the way I would see it, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but this is the way I would look at the sugya, and have to see if the following rule fits. But the mitzvahs in the Torah generally could be divided into two categories. Those categories with the ikar in a maisa mitzvah, a maisa aveira, is the maisa, the act. And there are some mitzvahs where the ikar is the tetzah, the result of the act. Follow what I'm saying? There are some mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the maisa, shaking a lulav. There's no tetzah of shaking a lulav. The mitzvah is to shake a lulav. The shaking of a lulav, it's the maisa which is the mitzvah. But they're giving tzedakah. It's not the maisa, of course there's also a maisa mitzvah, but the ikar in tzedakah is the tetzah of the maisa mitzvah. The ikar is that somebody has this tetzah that is being helped. If someone does a maisa mitzvah of tzedakah and it doesn't get to the ani, throws it to the ani and it doesn't get there, he's missing in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the tetzah. The person who intends to do a mitzvah, no, people know. Intended to do a mitzvah, it's good enough. Not quite so. If somebody has mashava to do a mitzvah, he gets schar. But it's not mamish doing it, he didn't do a mitzvah. He's certainly not the schar for good intentions. But it's not the same as doing, you can't say he did the mitzvah. So there are those mitzvahs where the mitzvah of the aveira is the maaser, and those where the mitzvah of the aveira is the tetzah. Now, Nezikin, being mazik somebody, I think we would all agree, the aveira of a mazik is the tetzah of the hezek. The aveira of the mazik, if you take a hammer and you break someone's door, you break down the door of his house, you're a mazik. The aveira is the tetzah. If you would have someone who's locked in the house and he is locked in and you break down the door to save his life, then you're not a mazik. If you could break down the same door, it depends. The ikar is the tetzah. A mazik is an aveira because of the tetzah, because it does damage to someone else. In general, by other machadeira mitzvahs or aveiras are that way. But the ikar of the mitzvah is the tetzah, that which comes out of it. Shchita, shechting, that's the mitzvah. Is it the tetzah? No. No, the knife shech by itself, it's not a shchita. The shchita, it's the maisa, which is the mitzvah. A person should shech the animal. That's what's machshir the animal. Shchita, it's the maisa, which is the mitzvah. Nezikin, it's the tzar, which is the mitzvah. Now, something where the maisa is the mitzvah, everyone agrees that kaya kaya is not good enough. By shchita, I don't think we had a machlokes. By shchita, where it's the maisa ha-mitzvah is the mitzvah, everybody agrees that kaya kaychai laka kaychai. If you shecht an animal with kaya kaychai, or if you pick up an esrog and a lulav with kaya kaychai, or if you dream up how that's possible, or do any one of the maisei hamitzvah through kaya kaychai, that's not a kiyam hamitzvah. There is no kiyam hamitzvah by doing it through kaya kaychai. The Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ritva is, what about by the Nezikin? something where the Tetzar is the Aveira. It's the Tetzar that counts. If it's the Tetzar, is that over there, do we say Kaya 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 Kaya? That's not like it between the Rosh and the Ritzvah. Ritzvah holds that we say Kaya 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 even by Nezikim. And the Rosh holds that we say Kaya 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 Kaya. What does that depend on? It would seem there's only one Gemara in Shas that could be open to two interpretations about Kaya Kaya. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says that when you kill somebody through Kaya Kaya, it's Lav Kaya. And here it gets tricky. What is Ritzicha? Is it the Maisa which is the Aveira? Or the result? In other words, it's both of the Aveira. What's the Iker of Ritzicha? The Maisa Aveira? Or the Tetzar? What would you say? Tetzar. Does everybody agree with that? What's the Aveira of Ritzicha? The Aveira of Ritzicha is the Maisa Ritzicha? Or the result that you cause somebody to be killed? Well, what is it that makes the person be Chayavis? You think it's the Maisa or you think it's the result? What is the Chayavis Hadar? Yeah, sure, you can be a Nisa. Therefore, you won't be Chayavis. But the question is, when somebody is a Ritzayah, the Nisa, what is the Chayavis of the Aveira of Ritzisa that gives a Nisa? Is the Maisa Aveira or is it the result? I think most people would say it's the result. If so, so we have a Beferish Gemara that Kaya 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 Lav Ki Kaya Kaya by something where the result is the Aveira, and since over here the result is the Aveira, Kaya 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 Lav Ki Kaya Kaya, so the Ritzvah, who had the witness seeking? That explains the Ritzvah Shita, Ritzvah say. Buy something with a Maisa Mitzvah is the Mitzvah. Buy something, am I saying it correctly? Buy something with a Maisa Aveira, Maisa Mitzvah, Maisa Aveira is certainly Kaya Kaya Kaya, Lav Ki Kaya. In our Gemara, if you hold, our Gemara says Kaya Kaya Kaya, Lav Ki Kaya, Aveira Tzicha. If you hold the Tzicha is a type of Aveira, where the Tzitzar is the Aveira. So we see that even with the Tzitzar is an Aveira, Kaya Kaya Kaya, Lav Ki Kaya Kaya. And good, I said it correctly. Now we can go out to the Zikin, that Kaya 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 is Lav Ki Kaya Kaya. We learn out from our Gemara that even with the Tzitzar is the Aveira, also we say Lav Ki Kaya Kaya, Lav Ki Kaya Kaya. So they were by the Zikin too. I mean, most people would agree with the Ritzvah Svara that Nezikin and Ritzicha are the same. Just Nezikin, you hurt someone or hurt his property. Ritzicha is worse, you kill somebody. But the difference is in the result. You got two people who shot at someone. One person hurt him or one person killed him. The Chaimer Ha'inyan of Ritzicha is in the result. In Cain, you understand the Ritzvah Shita well. What is the Rosh Hashanah? Maybe you could really be misupik about Ritzicha. There is a tzad to say the chaymer of Ritzicha is not a bein adam l'chaveri d'gaveri. That the chaymer of Ritzicha is a bein adam l'mokim d'gaveri. What's so terrible about killing a person is that you're just like Puru Ravu is a big mitzvah. Same thing, taking someone out of the world is a big aveira. Now, it sounds far-fetched. However, the Makarthadis is the psak of the Rambam that if someone kills himself, he's Ivar Meisirtzach. The Rambam says that if a person kills himself, he's Chayav Nisim. It sounds very strange. But the Rambam says that if someone kills himself, he's Chayav Nisim Bidei Shomayim. That's what the Rambam says. Chayav Nisim Bidei Shomayim, and it happens to be that Rav Shach and Rav Yehoshua. Why is Nichayav Nisa Bidei Yodam too? Why is it Bidei Shemayim? Is that only the Rambam holds Yodam? I said, look, if you kill yourself. So why is it only Nichayav Nisa Bidei Shemayim? Shachias, it's Nichayav Nisa Bidei Yodam. It's a slight problem. How can you give me Nisa Bidei? You can't give me Nisa Bidei Shemayim either. If you give me Nisa Bidei Shemayim, I will give me Nisa Bidei Yodam. The point is that he's Ivan Lai Sirtso for killing himself. You're getting about how you can punish him. But if someone who kills himself is Ivan Lai Sirtso, that's mashma, it's not proof. But it's mashma that it's a ben adam lamakim dika aveira. That the aveira, it's not like injuring yourself. You're not supposed to injure yourself either. But a person who injures himself is not over in that aveira of injuring other people. A person who damages or breaks his window might be over in baltashkas. But he's not over in the isra of being magic people. Somebody who does any one of the aveiras ben adam lamakim to himself, ben adam lamakim to himself is not over. It may be that the Rosh Al Taina, that Ritzicha is also an Aveira with a Maisa Aveira is the Aveira. That the Rosh Al Taina, that why over here is Kayakai Filatki Kayakai? Because by Ritzicha, the Chaimer of Ritzicha is talking the Maisa Aveira. It's comparable to Shechita and the Tilas Yadayim where the Maisa counts. And the name of Kayakai Filatki Kayakai, good. You can't compare it to the Zikin where the Tetzor is the Aveir. Where the Tetzor is the Aveir is that the Rosh Kaya is Kekaycha. Over here by Ritzicha, the Chaimer of Ritzicha is in the Maisa Aveir. And if you'll accept that the Chaimer is in the Maisa Aveir, then it's then Kayakai Laka Kayakai Ragamari, you can't let out to the Zikin, because the Zikin is different. So it may well be that everyone learns there's some Kabbalah that we learn from the Sugya, Kayakai Laka Kayakai. Just the Rosh Hashanah, it's only Kabbalah for things where it's the Maisa Hamis or Maisa Haveira that count. And there, everyone agrees, Kayakai Laka Kayakai. And with Bar Titus, no, this is a Givli, that even when you have something with a Tetzah is what counts in the Mitzvah, that also Kayakai Laka Kayakai.
Why can't we say that the fact that you're not living anymore, you can't do Avodah Hashem, that's also the Tetzah?
It could be that that the Tetzah counts as well. I'm just saying that if the Rosh holds that this is not comparable, it could be because the Rosh doesn't hold that way. The Rosh holds it's the Maisa Haveira, which is the Chayim. Now, I'm not saying you can't learn differently, even if you hold the Olam Hakim. You could argue. But if the Rosh is not learning it after the Zikin, it could be because he also Maisa HaRetzicha is the thing that counts. Now, I just think that looking at it this way gives you a better picture. You'll have a new Shiloh come up. As far as making clear in our minds, as far as when you say Kayakaycha Kakaycha and when not, I think the clarity lies in defining if a mitzvah is totally in the Maisa or the Tetzah. I think that's where it would come out. Someone would dream up a way of picking up a lulav or an esrog with a kayak kaycha, stomping your feet on the ground and shaking the table, and the lulav gets picked up. Someone would dream such a maisa, so we could clear kaycha. It would all come back, instead of each shiloh, you have to look for a new gemara, it would all come back to this cloud that it depends. If it's the maisa which is primary, then you need a maisa. It's not enough. But if it's not the maisa which is primary, then if it's the Tetzah which is primary, so then who cares if you do with Kayakai and Kayakai? If you give Tzedakah with Kayakai, say about you, the Kayakai and the Mitzvah is a Shayim. No question. Anything with the Tetzah is the Mitzvah. You know another Mitzvah with the Tetzah is the Mitzvah? Tzitzis, wearing Tzitzis. Wearing Tzitzis, the Tetzah is the Mitzvah. No Mitzvah to put on Tzitzis. Not to put on a Mitzvah. What's the Raya to that? Hey, you know, Tzitzis, the Mitzvah is wearing it, not putting it on.
Not to put on, four corner legged.
But when you have a four-footed baghead, what? That's also true, but what?
Wasn't
you're right, but I want you to simple this one. I just talk a second one that you're saying. Just simple, if you put on tickets by night, you wake up early. I don't want to give you bad dreams. Let's say you wake up early, it's still dark out, it's colorful, right? You woke up early. You put on a beggar of tzitzis. And now comes the day. You have to take it off and put it back on again. Hi, Lila, it's part of the tzitzis. So the answer is, the mitzvah is not the maisa. The mitzvah is to be wearing tzitzis. The mitzvah is not to put on tzitzis. The mitzvah is to be wearing tzitzis. Yeah? You have other mitzvahs where the tefillin happens to be the same thing. Not the mitzvah is not to put on the tefillin. It's the b'shartem. What? It's interesting. The bracha is l'haniach because it's the afshalay de shliach. But it's interesting, if you put on your tefillin, you find your sleeve is stuck under the tefillin. Tshuva nahatzvi. Yeah, the sleeve is stuck under the tefillin. You put it on, you realize, you pull out the sleeve. Now, you have to put on the tefillin again. He says you don't have to, because the mitzvah is to wear tefillin, not to put on tefillin.
Or some of the cripples, they can't move their
hands. That's right. It's a Gemara of a man who couldn't put on tefillin. His wife put the tefillin on. His wife is Tura, and the mitzvah is tefillin. How could you usually ask? The mitzvah is to have tefillin on, not to put on tefillin. So that's also the mitzvah, the result is the mitzvah. What? Well, I'm not talking about making mitzvah, it's a question of the Shema, it's a separate child. It's a separate question of making mitzvah to the Shema. I'm talking about putting on a machine, put the mitzvah on you, put the thing on you, nothing else.
Especially
if the power is not
letting off, why
should that be a problem? I took a... The schach has to be put up with Shem Tzeil. It's possible. It has to be put on. It's a halach in the Shema, then it's... But it's not tzitzis on the streets have to be put on the back of the shema. A suk here shaker the mitzvah d'maisa. Not the night of blowing, but shmiya. Shmiya is the mitzvah. Shmaya. Even the one who blows makes the bracha the shmaya. Okay. What? Mila has both. It's interesting. Mila, there are two mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, the Rabbi Chavis says that's why we make two brachas on the first mila. The first bracha is on the maisa mila. The second brother is on the tzad, it should be normal. Because, alright, well, Pashtus Mila is unique. There are those who argue that tefillin have both. There's a to have it on. Okay, before we start the next sugya, I just said I would mention something about Yeshemu Nisayas and Yeshemu Mikra. Very, very difficult to know, even understand. Yeshem on the Sirus, Yeshem on Mikra, what the longest of the Machlaikis is. There's a Urayim that says a very nice chat. In the Machlaikis, Yeshem on the Sirus, Yeshem on Mikra. Again, what's the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is how do you dash in the Pasuk that has a Ksiv and a Kri? Do you dash in the Ksiv or do you dash in the Kri? Yesh Ein, which is primary, the Nesiris, or the Mikra? So in Svara, it's very hard to know, because you have both, you have the Ksiv and the Kri. So what do you mean? One is important, the other one is not important. How do you have such a machlaika? So the Urayim says a very geshmak of Shad. He says that any time you have a Ksiv and a Kri, you have to look at it and ask yourself, which one is the one that's normal, Ksiva the Kri, and which is abnormal. In other words, which is Pashup Shat, and which is not Pashup Shat. That's what a person has to ask himself when he sees a Ksiva the Kri. And whatever is abnormal is what you have to darshan, because the Torah was Mishana. The Torah did something abnormal. For example, the first word in the Torah is Bereshit. So the base has a big base. So we darshan, it's Russia. What's a big base there for? That's Russia. Why are there drashas? Why is the resh normal? Because whatever is normal, you don't darshan. You darshan the shino. You darshan the thing that was nishtana. If you have a word in the Torah with dots on it, so you darshan the dots. You darshan the nekudas on it. Why? Because that's a shinoi. Whatever is a shinoi, that's what you have to darshan. So the Urayim says, same thing with Yeshem Unikri, Yeshem Unisaris. You see a word, you have to come to a conclusion, which is the normal way it should have said, and which is the abnormal way. When we have a Machlaikis in the Gemara, Yeshem Unisaris, Yeshem Unikra, the reason we have a Machlaikis is because Tanoim argued about what is the normal way it should have said. For example, this is his example. Says the sukkah is teshu shivas yam. The kri is lashon rabin. Sukkah is teshu shivas yam. And the ksiv is lashon yachid. The sukkah teshu shivas yam. So the Urayim says, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara, if we darshan yeshem u'mikra, yeshem u'mesayis. What's the machlokes? He says one tana holds the normal thing is lashon rabin. So we darshan the Lashon Yachid. The other Tana says, what do you mean? Nobody sits in many sukkahs. Each person sits in a sukkah. So the normal way is Lashon Yachid. The fact that it's Lashon Rabbim is the Shinui. So the Machlokes is what's normal and what's not normal. And whatever is not normal, that's what gets darshan. Bishon and Mesiris are Mikra is normal. Mesiris is a Shinui, you have to darshan. What is the Yeshem and Mikra says to a verse that this Mesiris is normal. And the Mikra is what we have to darshan. So I know you're both going to ask the kasha. It should be an obvious kasha on this, but the Svara itself is very Gishmas. And Yireim writes that even though to go through Shas, all the Machlokes him, hard to figure which one it should have said, which one it shouldn't have said. But the text has a lot of Bikiyas and Digduk and what it should have said. But he said, this is the way it works. And if you don't understand it in each case, he says it's because you have a, you're not smart enough. But this is the way it works. Okay, now watch Shver. Good. That's what you're going to ask. The problem is our Gemara, similar Gemara elsewhere. Our Gemara says that there are Tanoim that always hold Yeshem LeMesiris, and there are Tanoim that always hold Yeshem LeMikra. According to what we're saying now, shouldn't be. Each situation should be a separate Machlokes. What is normal in this case? The Mesiris or the Mikra? So our Gemara seems to be a problem with the Yireim. I'd love to have an answer, archive, and because the Yireim is such a Geshmaka Svara that it deserves that we should be able to answer the question. It's a Rishon, it's not the Pesan Achron who came up with the Svara, it's a Rishon. And he says a Svara. This is found, if you want to see the Yireim, I saw it in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet, I believe it was, Daf Dalet, Amid Aleph, Ois Gimel, in the Margolis Hayam. There's a Sefer Margolis Hayam on Sanhedrin. And on Daf Dalet, Ois Gimel, he brings down the Yireim. L'chayre, it's a problem. Despite the fact that it's Geshmak, it's a problem. Okay, ready to start the Mishnah. Just one thing I have to admit to you. About the Nashal and the Nishal. Okay, we said, if you're Darshan, the Cyrus, which way do you Darshan? Nishal. And the Kree, Darshan Mikra, it's the Nashal. I assume, learning our Gemara, that if I would open up the Sefer Torah, it would be spelled which way? Huh? With or without?
Without.
Without?
With.
With? The Gemara said, Yeshem v'Mesiris v'Nishatziv, with the Yud. I assumed, and I didn't bother looking it up, that if you take out a Chumash, you'll see with the Yud, Yeshem v'Mesiris v'Nishatziv. Someone showed me that it's not that one. It's written v'nashal, vav nun shin lamed. But the pshat is that without the yud, it should be v'nishal. And that Rashi says, it's strange, that v'nashal really should have an aleph or a hay between the nun and the shin. Yeah, hashal. And that the mesiris is v'nishal, even though Gemara writes it with a yud, it's because we're used to seeing v'nashal with a without the yud. It's a bit of a twist in the way it's written. Okay. Yeah, what do you
think?
It's not so much that that's the normal way, but that's the Tosha from the Avodah to tell you not to say the Nisha. A little the Chiddush, but okay, that's obviously the reason why I meant, at least according to Rashi. Okay, next Mishnah. Mazarek Evan Mishasarah. This Mishnah has many dinim. I think those dinim that are explained in the Gemara will leave to explain in the Gemara. Those that are explained that are not, we'll talk about now. Let's see. Mazarek Evan Mishasarah Baharag Hare Zer Goyla. Someone throws a stone into the street and he kills, he goes to Golis, it was Yaakovai there. Imish Yotzev and the Yaday Haikyala Asrashi Vikibla Harizapat. Then the explanation. If you throw the rock. Okay, let's leave that for the first piece of Gemara. It's like a short Gemara on it, but let's wait. Okay? On the first case of the Mishnah, we'll talk about when we get to the Gemara. Second case of the Mishnah. Zarak esev and lechatzei rai baharak. If you throw a stone into your own chatzer, and you kill, you saw the person there when you shot? Then you didn't see him. If you saw him, you're amazed. That means you're throwing rocks. If you're throwing rocks in the street, we just said, first not throw rocks into the street. You respond. But in your backyard, you can throw rocks without looking. If you threw rocks in your backyard, let's say you have a worker who's working in your backyard and you throw rocks, then you shouldn't have thrown it. Timlav, ain't there gaila? How do I know? Shenema, vashiyavah, Yisrael, vayyar. Mayar is just a musical romantically kind of sham, Afkom is just a musical romantically kind of sham. That's a chatzah of Alabai, Shem is just a musically kind of sham. What's the pshat here? Why am I fussing? I throw a rock in my backyard. And is someone there? I mean, a trespasser, somebody taking a shortcut through my backyard, I give him a shot. I throw a rock and I kill him, so then I'm fussing from God. Why? What's the head? There's hakatsu. True, there's hakatsu. But we had that the Rambam always tries to find an explanation of all these there's hakatsu, right? The Rambam tries to explain what the tzad kula is. What is the tzad kula here? What's the reason? If someone else in my property, I'm fussing. What would be the logic for that? If I said it was totally the smart.
You know he's there or not? You know he's on
your property
or not?
If you know he's there, then it seems to surround him. No? It's far. If it is a custom, then you're right, I can't get away from it. But again, we're going to Rambam's Mahalas that we're trying to understand. And from this part there, it's either closer to an Ainus or closer to a Mazes. What? Excuse me? Why am I not looking to look after other people in my Rishud? I can assume there's no one there. But that's the way I would think. That I have a right to assume no one's there. And if I have a right to assume no one's there, I'm a car blindness if someone was there. I'm a car blindness. I guess similar to what the Gemara says about an ashba, that if nobody goes there, why have a leila sukkah die there? So you can learn that way. That it's a if I throw something in my own backyard, then I'm a car blindness. I didn't give any wishes to be there. So I'm part of it because I'm an itis. That's the way you would learn? That sits well with everybody. The chayrit should be the same thing if I throw rocks into your backyard. No? Let's say, I know you're away. I know somebody went away, my neighbor's away. I want to throw rocks in his backyard. And the third person, I don't be giving him permission. It's true. Only theoretical. If I know my neighbor doesn't give anyone permission, give him permission. Theoretically. Maybe it's not what? He didn't give me a shush to throw rocks. He didn't give me a shush. But I'm a chayav golus to throw rocks in his backyard. But then someone would trespass there. That should be the same thing, no? The assumption is that no one's there. And someone else is sure, so I can't make such an assumption. That's fine. I can't make such an assumption as sure, Nicholas, but in theory it would be the same. I'm just trying to make that assumption. And no problem. Fine. Reb Shmuel brings the Shem Reb Arfer. Reb Arfer learned this much differently. Gzera Kosev of Yah. Reb Arfer learns the Barbaz and Bavakama, the Mitesvah, that the person who walked in is responsible for the Ritzicha just as much as I am. I threw the rock. So Reuven threw the rock, and Shimon is walking in Reuven's backyard. Shimon, he did it to himself. He's walking the place where he doesn't belong. you would have a person who walks through a shooting range in West Point, you'd say he committed suicide. Killed himself. Now here it's not a shooting range, my backyard, but to a certain degree he brought it upon himself. He's a rat by walking in my yard. He walks into my yard without permission. He's opening himself to whatever may come from this. Except that here it didn't happen that way. It happened the person was there before I threw. But nevertheless, I'm not saying that he walked into the rock. He came into my property, he's sitting there, he's relaxing. And I throw it, somebody throw it, and he kills him. So not that he walked into the rock. But the fact that he came into my rishus, he's responsible for his death. I'm responsible too, and he's also responsible. It's more than karvayin. Karvayin means that the one who threw the rock did a ma'aser ritzicha, but he's an einus. Rav Ofer is saying more. He's saying that it's not even a ma'aser ritzicha. For someone to throw rocks in his own backyard, it's not a ma'aser ritzicha. Someone else came in. The other person is just as responsible as he is. What? Presumably, if someone else was shushed, there would be fire. This is a p'tor. Because the person opened himself to exposure from the owner doing things. When you walk into someone's property, you're exposing yourself to whatever the owner chooses to do in his property. Whether he normally does, doesn't normally do, it doesn't matter. The person who's always just could do it to anything. What? The other way to learn is not that you're a card minder, and you're a tourist because you're a card minder. Because I didn't expect someone to be a marishus. He expects people to be in that room. What? But then I'll tell you Nafkamina. Okay, Nafkamina will illustrate. Rav Bess says Nafkamina. Shar Niskal. Shar that kills a person, Rishus Hamazir. Shar in his own Rishus that kills a trespasser. Does he have a din of a Shar in Niskal? If you learn that the p'tor is that someone's an Einus, has nothing to do with Shar in Niskal. You can't learn from here to a Shar that kills somebody. However, if you're going to learn that someone who enters somebody's Rishus is contributing to his own death, it means that the Shar is not totally responsible. The person contributed to his own death. It's like the Shar and the person did it together. If you learn this finish, which Rav Bell wants to say is true, then a Shar and Niskal is also potter. If someone trespasses into my Rishus and my behema kills him, so takachru, my behema killed a human being, and my behema doesn't even have the brains to know if he came in with Rishus or without Rishus, right? My behema doesn't even know. But nevertheless, since the person who came in contributed to his own death, so the Shar Niskal is potter. Shar Niskal is only where the person didn't contribute to his own death. He contributed to his own death. He's potter. What? Without Rav Baruch Bar, I would have said it's a regular case of Shar Niskal. The Shar Niskal killed somebody. In Al Gabar, you're an Einus. You threw rocks in your backyard. The Shar Niskal, he's not an Einus. Shar Niskal went and killed the person. The owner is an Einus in that it's Shar, he didn't know to watch the Shar. Shar should be Chayim Nisa.
What was the original about and why he's potter? Throwing rocks in
the
backyard. What was
the reason? Because of
Einus. You can't take away an Einus from somebody just because someone else walked in, someone couldn't stop like in front of someone's gun. Still an Einus. Still an Einus.
Well, it's
still
an Einus. It's just
a different Einus. It's a different Madrega.
Different Madrega Einus. Okay, but by Shar and Niskal, Einus is not an excuse. The owner is an Einus that he didn't watch a Shar, but the Shar killed the person.
Still an Einus over here.
In which case, by Shar and Niskal?
I'm going to go for a shot.
Still an Einus. In our Gemara.
Yeah.
It may very well be that an Agamara is an Einus, but Rav Bar is saying that you have a bigger p'tor than that. Rav Bar is mechadish in a p'tor of the fact that the person who walks in is contributing to his own death. And that should apply to Shar and Niskal.
And naturally also be then if someone else's Shar wants a Jewish.
Someone else's Shar.
Plus there's no fence around your Shar, so
if he comes into my field.
Shar doesn't assume any risk, but it's never left the two people.
So someone's Shar comes into my Rishus and does what?
And gets killed by a flying stone.
Someone else's Shar comes into my Rishus and gets killed by a flying stone. I'm certainly potter. It's a Mishnah.
But you can't assume that the Shar assumes. The Shar didn't assume any risk. They didn't know any risk. All the Shar assumes any risk. But I can say
it's not. Rishus HaMazik, the Mazik is certainly Pater from Amunah. There's no question.
Maybe that doesn't apply to the reason that because I assume that no
Shara is
coming
to my Shara, not that the Shara is coming to my Shara. No, I think you can learn that either way. By Mazik, you can learn either way. You can learn either that the, because Adam HaMazik is a Mu'ib Island, don't you mean? No, this is Psur, Kol HaMishana, Bach HaMishina, Bach HaMishina. Someone is Mishani, he went into my Rishos. I have no right to destroy his thing. Someone puts something in your property, someone leaves puts a piece of furniture in your property, you have no right to break it. But if it was broken by Yashar, so you're puffing, because you have no responsibility. I don't think you have to come on to any of the Hezbeir and Avayim. Yeah.
That's not enough to be a Shara Niskal.
The Torah said Shara Niskal where it's only the Shara doing it. In any other case, the Torah didn't say it. If he's only here doing it halfway, the Torah didn't say it. He's only responsible for what he did. He's not Shara Niskal. Teshlumin may very well be that way, that you can pay halfway, but Shara Niskal is not halfway. Shara Niskal is not either or. Either get the Shara gets Niskal or doesn't get Niskal. It's not halfway. Hashlumin is certainly parted. Someone Mishana Bach Avishina Bar Parted. Somebody puts something in my Rishos, certainly not to pay. The question is only the Ayin Shashar. Yeah, that's the question. Okay, the last piece of Mishnah. Abba Shal Aymer. Mach Atavis Eitzim Mishus Akol Rishus Yotar Abba Makas Tanei V'Rabba Reidus Tamidai V'Shliachet. This is everyone's favorite Gemara. It says that a Rebbe's line is Talmidim. Doesn't say up to what age. And it says the father's line is child. Also doesn't say up to what age. That it says, actually, in the Gemara Mayakotin, that a father's not allowed to hit his child when he gets old enough that he might hit him back. It's amusing if you look in Rishayim how the age moves its way backwards every generation. You know, Yidra Mas says 9 years old, or Yidra Mas is 22 years old. I think it was like a big spread over 200 years when they started hitting back. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly the parameters of Av HaMakas Tanai and Rav HaRaidus Talmidai, but what about Shliach Bez? What's the case of Shliach Bez? In that, you will not see in the Gemara. So you have to look at Rashi. What's the case of Shliach Bez? So Rashi says, Malka Arboim L'chayim Malka. What's Rashi saying? Someone died at the 39th or the 40th? What's Rashi saying? Someone died on which mount, on which hit? The 39th hit? What an extra one. Does Rashi mean the extra one or Rashi mean not the extra one? Well, Rashi says Arboim, is that just a expression for 39? Means he died with the 39. What does it mean? He gave an extra shot, the 40th, and that's where he died. What? When I say 39, it could be any one of the first 39. Yeah. But was it a makkah that you were entitled to give? Right. Right, let me first tell you, the Rivan learns that our Mishnah means he died in the normal 39 Malkus he was supposed to get. He didn't hit an extra. He had a normal Malkus, the person died. The Ravid, the Sagas Ravid learned that he hit him an extra one. He gave him a 40th and he died in the 40th. Which Pshat makes more sense? First way. Why? If you hit him something you weren't allowed to do, Bishaygeg, presuming somehow he did a Bishaygeg. If he did it for Nei, Chayav Misa. He in America, he got mixed up. He was counting, and he gave an extra shot. As soon as the shy gets on the Mishnah, you're going to kill him. He didn't count. He did counting to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. But you know, when you keep on going, see, you know, after 10, 20, 30, you just keep on going, and he did an extra one. What? First case. That's the question.
Eliezer
said the first shot makes more sense. So here's your question. If you hit him, the 39 you're supposed to hit him, so what's the shaggy? They did a 90. They shot them up for how many?
39. However, you would think
So we have two pshatim. We have either pshat or ivan. They told him the regular 39, and we have pshat that it's the 40th. I should tell you that the Chasam Seifa learns Rashi like the Ravid. Seifa the Tshuva Siman Kufay and Zayin, a very interesting tshuva. Remind me, time runs out to tell you what it's about. But he learns Rashi like the Ravid. I think it's fair to say that that's a mistake, even though it's a sub-cipher, because it's a Befeirush Rashi, a Mishnah Chafez on the days. Now listen to this Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about Elohim Alaykin, right? People give up. The Mishnah says, in Meis Tachas Yadai Potter, if you're giving someone Malkis and he dies, you're Potter. Hoisef Loi Oid Ritzua Achas Umeis, if the person giving Malchus hits one extra shot, Hari Zegai Val Yadai, Perish of Mishnah. If you give him one extra shot, then you go to Golos. What? One second. And this is Shraan the Ravid, Lechayim. This is Shraan the Ravid. The Ravid learned 40. That he had Avon Gemara is talking about the 40th shot, and Avon Mishnah says Potter. And that Mishnah says, "Placed by Eid with two achas and makes Harizah Gaila." The first Mishnah, not like the Ravid. How can you say he's the 40th shot?
There's one doesn't fall into it.
What?
Doesn't
fall into it. So we'll talk about that. One second. The Chayes of the first Mishnah. Now there, Rashi, but you're right. It's the Rivan says, "Amino Ba'el Yotza." It's actually not Rashi, it's the Rivan, who says, Meis Tachas Yadai Yipater, he says, our Mishnah. He goes, he points to our Mishnah. Which means that the Rashi, which is really the Rivan of Hafez of the Beis, says, the Feirish, then our Mishnah is talking about 39. Now, could I say for sure that's Rashi? I can't say for sure, because that's talking to Rivan, and this is Rashi, two different people. But at any rate, bottom line, we have two Pshat in the Gemara. In the Mishnah, each Pshat is Shver. And it's hard to say which is more shver. Rashi, the Rivan is shver, because if he hit him 39 and he died, he's an Inus. What do I need a real reason? Because it's a mitzvah. He's an Inus. And the Ravid is shver, because it's a Beferish Mishnah differently. The Beferish Mishnah that says Haisit Ritzua, that a person is chayav to go to Golis. Which place is he showing? What did Tysus? Oh, Tysus Takis said. Yes. It's true. Tysus Apal Gav. Tysus Apal Gav is the Ferish that the Hakar is a mitzvah. So Tysus clearly is like the Rivat. Says if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, how will Ashiach be the Mikri? Yes. You're right. Tysus learns clearly like the Rivan. This needs a hesed. So there's a Reb Chaim. What? Yeah. Right. So you see from Tysus, since our Mishnah is talking about something that's a mitzvah, it's not about the first 39.
So it's right.
Right. It's like the Rivan. It's not about the first 39. So Reb Chaim comes along with a whole new way of looking at this. And first he answers the Ravid, and then we'll get the Rashi. Okay, first the Ravid. The Ravid is shver from the other Mishnah. that the Mishnah says if you hit him an extra time, you go to Golan. So how could our Mishnah say you don't go to Golan? So Chaim says there's a din by Ritzicha, Sai by Ritzicha b'meizu, Sai by Ritzicha b'shayim. There's a din that the person only gets the punishment if it was a haka sheyesh by kidei laham. If the haka was a powerful enough blow to kill the person. Well, if you gave him a hard enough push that would push people down, nechinani. It has to be, so it's hard to give an example, but it has to be haka sheyesh by kidei laham. It has to be haka which normally could kill, doesn't have to be certainly kill, but the haka that could normally kill. A car sheyesh by kidei laham is. We learned that out of a pocket. The etamei, the egrei, that it has to be a hakar, which means that if someone comes to Bezdin, and Aiden say he killed somebody, not Bezdin does, they have to call in the experts, and they have to do a hashara, they have to shout up an oinei. If that oinei was enough to kill, then the person goes to Galus, or gets Nisa. If not, he's puzzled. So that every time there's an entire, there's an aimei, there's a shutting up. Dr. Chaim, what's shot in the rising? We're talking in a case where Bezdin shots up this man that he could take, whatever, 30 months. And the Shliach Bezdin gave him 30. And he died during the 30. So now they go to Bezdin. You know what Bezdin does? Bezdin calls in doctors and makes a new argument on this person. Was this person right to be Mekabel 30 or not? And in the second Hashara, what? What? No, you'll see why in a minute. And then in the second Hashara, Bezdin says that he couldn't be Mekabel 30. Then the Shliach Bezdin goes to God. That's what the Raivid is saying. Again, if the original, there are two Aynids. There's one Aynid that Bezdin does originally to see if we should give him 30 Malos. Bezdin decides, yes, we give him 30. If in giving those 30, the man dies, the Bezdin does a second Hashara, a second Aynid. If in the second Aynid we find that he wasn't right, that's where the Raivid says, our Mishnah says you've got to go. In other words, he gave him an extra hakar that according to the second Aymid, he shouldn't have gotten. The first Aymid said he could take it. But later, that was a Bezdin of 3 that shot stuff. Now it's dealing with the Fashim, so you get a Bezdin of 23. And they do an Aymid, and they say, no, it was a mistake. They shouldn't have given it to him. In that case, that's our Mishnah. The Shliach Bezdin got to go. If the Shliach Bezdin, I mean, his potter, I would think he goes to God. He's a shaykh. He has an extra one. He's partner because of the Xeris HaKasuv. I've called Rishus, Yotzor, Shliach Bezdin, and he's Isaac the Mitzvah. You follow? We get a little more complicated, so you have to follow this. No, what did he hit? Shaka shuts him up, he has to do tshuva. He didn't actually kill. Shliach, what? Why did the Shliach Bezdin do wrong? Because Taina said he's an Aynid. He saw the Taina, it's a Kasha. After Reb Chaim, let me tell you. Reb Chaim is coming to answer the Stira from our Mishnah to that Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says, like the Raivin, if you give him an extra shot, you're potter because it's a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Mishnah Chafez on the day says, you go to Golos if you give an extra shot. The answer is there, it's talking, your Mamish gave an extra one. Bezdin said give 30 and give 31. There you go to Golos, of course. You have no business doing it. Our Mishnah is talking that Bezdin said give 30 and you gave 30. And you gave 30. You gave as much as Bezdin said you should give. But upon further examination, we come to the conclusion that it was more than the man could take. And therefore you go to Golos. Now what's still schwer on the rising. The Kasha we asked our Rashi. And he's an honest. Bezdin said, do it. He was listening to Bezdin. He's an honest. That's the kasha we have from the Rivan, right? We have the Rivan sheet of the Shver. If you only gave him the third amount, just post them. The one who did the hitting is an honest. And now that Shver arrived at two, now the Rivan say he did what Bezin told him to do. But to answer this, Rav Chaim goes to the second piece, which is mamish splitting hairs, but it's very geschmack if you follow it through. Now listen carefully. If you're a doctor, and I ask you a question, do an ointment on this person. If I hit him, is he going to die? If I give him this type of a blow, is he going to die? So now, it depends what I ask. If I say, if I put a knife through his heart, is he going to die? So you don't have to have a lot of brains. You can just say, of course he's going to die. I tell you, if I smack him across the face, is he going to die? Of course he's not going to die. But in between, is an area, a large area, where Rav Chaim says where there are certain amounts of makos where a person will probably not die, but it's possible that he will. In other words, it could happen that 10 people get the same type of beating, and that 10 similar people, and that one dies and 9 don't die. Not an exact science. A lot of people have the same disease, and then one person survives, and 10 people don't survive. What makes it happen? Not exact. If you want to decide if a man is out in the field and someone shoots at him, is that Kedei Lahamis? Of course it's Kedei Lahamis. Does that mean he's going to die every time? No. Sometimes he'll get injured. There's a whole gray area of Einate where best in. Or a doctor would say, if Bezin gets an ointment, they would say, he may die from it, but most people don't die from it. Now, in such a case, Dr. Chaim, would you give a person malchus? If Bezin says, okay, he's 39, let's call him a doctor. Doctor says, he probably won't die from the 39, but you never know, he may. Bezin roughly, he might die, 10% chance he'll die. 90% chance to live. What is Bezin do? What is Bezin going to do? You shouldn't do it. Maybe you should do it. Reb Chaim Nemzon, he's telling Machlokes Rishayim, but he Nemzon that like the Ravid and the Rivan, we would give the Malkus. You only have a Ptur. Malkus is supposed to be Chafi Nisa. Malchus is Tchilas Nisa, you had it in the beginning of the third parish. Malchus is supposed to put a person in critically ill. And we give a person Malchus even though we know he's a Tzad Racha called Diaper. We give such a person Malchus. And the Shliach Bezdin, we tell the Shliach Bezdin, he might die from this, but after he came, after he lived, he's going to live, we give him Malchus. And if that's the case of our mission, what did Rav Chaim say? There were two ayinim. There were two umdinas. We shot them up twice. Rav Chaim says nobody made any mistake. Nobody made, neither doctor made a mistake. The first time we shot them up, the question was, should we give him out? So we said, let's see. We shot up that if we give him this many malchus, most likely he'll survive. So the psaki is given out. And we tell the Shliach Bezin, give him out. The Shliach Bezin takes the job and he gives Malchus. And he killed him. It's going to happen, If the doctor says 10% he's going to die, 90% he's going to survive, so 1 out of 10 times he's going to die. Now that he died, we call the Shliach Bezin to Bezin and we say, listen, didn't you know he might die? And I knew he might die, but Dalach isn't supposed to give Malchus. Okay, you're right. Dalach isn't supposed to give Malchus. But you know full well. Now, let's make an item. Is this blow that Yeshua Kedei Lahamis? If the question is, does the blow have Kedei Lahamis? The answer is yes. 10% people die from it, that's Kedei Lahamis. You shoot someplace, and 10% of the time you'll kill somebody, that's Yeshua Kedei Lahamis. So regarding the first Aine, which is a question of do you give Malchus? The answer is he gives Malchus. Regarding the second Aine, which is a question, did this whipping, was it Kedei Lahamis? The answer was Kedei Lahamis. You should go to God. And therefore, technically, This man should go to Galus. He's a Shliach Bezdin. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was a Talmud Chacham. He took the job to be a Shliach Bezdin. Bezdin said, give him Malchus. He knew full well he's going to hit this person something which might cause the person to die. And if the person dies, he really, this person should go to Galus. He took him to what he was doing. He did it Alpi Bezdin. But Alpi Bezdin did a Maisa, which might kill the Shaygay. And really, you should go to Galus for that. The halacha is machati b'seif to mishus. He's positive because he lamaisa. He did a mitzvah before he gave malchus. He made a bracha. Some say to Ivanu, it's with malchus. And he gave the person malchus. He has a sort of mitzvah. However, he was a shaygig in killing him, and really, he would go to Galus. So not for the pter mitzvah, he would go. The name is after Chaim. The Rivan and the Raidid is almost like it. Everybody's talking that you gave him the amount of Malchus Bezdin told you to. If you give more, you're certainly a shame. You certainly don't have a Torah mitzvah. Certainly got to go. If you gave him the amount that Bezdin told you to, Silei Rashi, Silei the Raidid. And when the person gave the extra one, it's considered Yeshvei Kedei Laham. It's why they killed. But he's supposed to do a certain mitzvah Malchus. Why is he potter? Only for one reason. Matha Pava says to Meshus, Abzu Meshus. But he has no Torah of Aydin. Because he tackled, did it out the mitzvah. But he knew that it might kill. He knew it was a shaygen. He knew it might kill. He has a Torah of mitzvah. So Memelo, or Chaim does, by this longness, is to explain that it was within the bounds of the amount of Malchus he's supposed to give. And Afal Tikein, the Torah is only because of the Mishnah. There's a third pshat in the Mishnah, the Rambam's pshat, which is that we're not talking about Malchus at all. The Shliach Bezdin means Bezdin sent someone, you know, in certain cases with Kaitan, right there, Hashem, or right there. Bezdin sent somebody to force something, force a Maisa Bezdin, and in forcing him, he hit him, he killed him. And in that case, there's a Ptur of Mitzvah. Mylan the Rambam's Pshat is that it's not a Mepharish Mishnah Chafei. Chafei thought that he died in the Malchus. Our Mishnah is talking that Bezdin sent somebody to force, and that's the case of our Mishnah. That's the third Pshat, that's the Rambam's Pshat. We have three Pshat in the Mishnah. It's Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go to Gemara all the way down, so please be prepared.